Judge Gertner, since you're here, can I ask you about something else that's coming up on the horizon in the world of legal eagles, if I can say? Oh my gosh, live radio, everyone. I'm so sorry. But this is a serious issue because former FBI Director James Comey is going to testify on Thursday. He's expected to do so. And there's obviously lots of questions swirling around his testimony. But one thing that you and I have talked about before and you wanted to help us understand a little bit more is this question of obstruction of justice, right? And whether or not it can be proved or even it should be attempted to be proved if there was any obstruction of justice to the DOJ's and the FBI's investigation into Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. I mean, why did you want to talk about this again?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Words are involved here again. Oftentimes, threats are conveyed by words. It's not enough to say words are involved. So this is a statute. This would be brought under a statute that deals with corruptly or by threats, obstructs, impedes, or endeavors to influence, obstruct, or impede the administration of justice. So the question is, I can't find another case because there's not another defendant or putative defendant like the president of the United States.
So in this case, just to be specific, the potential obstruction might be the firing of James Comey?
Well, the most likely obstruction of justice point, the thing that really triggered this discussion was the comment that he said, "I hope you can let this go," when he apparently asked officers, other cabinet members to leave the room, and he says to Comey, "I hope you could let this go."
The investigation of Michael Flynn.
That's right. Now, if I said that to the chief of police, he would guffaw. So the question is, words coming out of the mouth of the chief executive officer of the United States to a subordinate that he can hire and fire has a different resonance. And the question then becomes, what was the president's intent in saying that in the circumstances that he did?
Well, I wonder,
and what's the other evidence, if there's any other evidence? That language alone probably wouldn't be enough, but what else is going on?
But did the president telegraph his intent? Because remember, the New York Times a couple of weeks ago reported that on a May 10th meeting that the president had with Russian officials, the foreign secretary and the U.S. ambassador, or the Russian ambassador to the United States, in the Oval Office, the president said to them, quote, "I just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy, a real nut job. I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off."
Right. So the issue is, what are the sort of acts and words that are in the box of obstruction of justice? One is the comment about Flynn. One is certainly firing Comey. He had a right to fire Comey, no question about it. But I may have a right, for example, to pay someone's rent who's a witness against me. It may be legal, but it certainly could be part of my effort to obstruct an investigation. So the fact that firing Comey is legal doesn't necessarily mean it didn't fit into a larger plot. The other question is, what else are we going to find here? I mean, everyone is sort of breathlessly stopping and saying, what do we have? What are we going to find? What records will be made or gone? What other comments were made to officials? Is this enough to begin an investigation of obstruction of justice? Yes. Is this enough to convict on obstruction of justice? Probably not. But certainly enough to begin.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I want to go back to what you're saying about the uniqueness of the president of the United States being at the heart of this matter. I mean, is there any case law that provides guidance in terms of, you know, what bar has to be crossed to prove obstruction in the case of the president?
Well, no, because, in other words, the president's words have a different resonance.
Right.
So when he says, "I hope you lay off Flynn," and says it after he's excused people from the room to the person that he has the ability to hire and fire, then you are getting, and if he's doing so for the purposes of ending the Flynn investigation, in other words, for a corrupt purpose, not because he gives a damn about Flynn as a wonderful guy, but because he basically wants to put the kibosh on the investigation of Russian collusion. If he's doing it corruptly in the context of other things, yes, it could be obstruction of justice. We don't find a case with a president because his words have a different resonance than anybody else. There's a sheriff that was just convicted of obstruction of justice who basically talked to his cohorts about what the investigation was doing, suggested that they hide their informant, much more affirmative acts.
Yeah.
But the president doesn't have to take affirmative acts to accomplish the same thing with corrupt intent.
I just want to ask you a quick question about Comey himself, because we talked about this before, but now we know he's scheduled to testify both publicly and privately on Thursday. Do you think he should be publicly testifying at all? Could anything he says on Thursday have an impact on the DOJ's ongoing investigations?
It can. I can only assume that Bob Mueller and he have talked about what the appropriate boundaries of this are. And I have no idea what that would be. But I assume Mueller is a very professional prosecutor. I can't imagine that he would let him go ahead and if it really cast out on the rest of the investigation. But let's pause for a moment. I like to think of the Comey situation as when a woman would come to me claiming sex discrimination, and I would listen to her, and she's on the job, and I would say, you know what you should do? I figure it's only a question of time before you're going to be fired. Take notes. Take very good notes. Make sure you show the notes to your friend as they are contemporaneously generated. That's what Comey did. I think the issue here is going to be, what do his notes reflect of the myriad interactions he had with the president? And that may be where the obstruction of justice lay.
Wow. Which we can only find out either through leaks or if what the investigation itself determines is ever made public, which could be years down the line.
Right. That's true.
Well, Judge Nancy Gertner is WBUR's legal analyst, and she's a retired federal judge for the District of Massachusetts and currently a Harvard Law School professor. Always invigorating to speak with you, Judge Gertner. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.